Shut Audio presents Agent 6, written by Tom Rob Smith, read by Dennis Boutsakaris.
To Zoe Trott. USSR, Moscow, the Lubyanka, Lubyanka Square, headquarters of the secret police, January 21st, 1950. The safest way to write a diary was to imagine Stalin reading every word. Even exercising this degree of caution, there was the risk of a slipped phrase, accidental ambiguity, a misunderstood sentence. Praise might be mistaken for mockery, sincere adulation taken as parody. Since even the most vigilant author couldn't guard against every possible interpretation, an alternative was to hide the diary altogether, a method favored in this instance by the suspect, a young artist called Polina Pieshkova. Her notebook had been discovered inside a fireplace, in the chimney no less, wrapped in waxy cloth and squeezed between two loose bricks. To retrieve the diary, the author was forced to wait until the fire died down before inserting her hand into the chimney and feeling for the book's spine. Ironically, the elaborate nature of this hiding place had been Pieshkova's undoing. A single sooty fingerprint on the surface of her writing desk had alerted the investigating agent's suspicions and redirected the focus of his search, an exemplary piece of detective work. From the perspective of the secret police, the act of concealing a diary was a crime, regardless of its content. It was an attempt to separate a citizen's public and private lives when no such gap existed. There was no thought or experience that fell outside the party's authority.